And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. The all clear has been given in Union Parish. Sheriff Dusty Gates says four people were injured. One person was killed on Highway 15 North in the parish. Multiple first responders responded to a fire and explosion. Louisiana State Police say one man was killed on Highway 15 North between Foster Farms and Owl Creek Road. The road was shut down but is now back open. Officials say a lineman from West Virginia who was working to restore power has died. The 35-year-old lineman, whose name was not immediately released, was working for Appalachian Power to restore electricity in East Texas after last week's storms. According to the Justice of the Peace of Harrison County, John Oswald, the worker's death was attributed to heat-related causes. The man had been working with his crew in the heat on Monday and told his group he wasn't feeling well once they returned back to the motel. The other workers went back out to continue working. The man who passed got into the shower to cool down. He was later found collapsed on the floor of his hotel room when the crew returned. Senate Finance Chair Bodie White regrets signing off on a budget that slashed state funding to the Louisiana Department of Health by $100 million. On the final day of the session, budget negotiations went right up into the 6 o'clock deadline. And White admits he paid too much to the clock and not what was missing from the $45 billion budget plan.
I signed that conference committee report with 2 minutes to go before 6, but I didn't have much time and I had no idea what was in it. I trusted my fellow legislators from the other side and obviously should not have.
LDH leaders told state senators that the $100 million cut could result in a $740 million reduction in funding when you factor in federal matching dollars. White says if he had to do it again, he would not have brought the budget bill up for a vote in the last minutes of the session.
Hindsight's always 20/20. I should have returned the bill to the calendar and went into special session.
LDH officials told the Senate Health and Welfare Committee that the cut will result in loss of services for Medicaid recipients who need outpatient medical and substance abuse treatment. There will also be a loss of funding for some nursing homes, a graduate medical education program, and mobile cancer screenings. Alexandria Senator Jay Leno says a mental health hospital in his district would also see a funding cut. This is KEDM.